Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Football is a rough game and often a cruel one.
Every time you lose, you die a little bit. You die inside, a portion of you. Not all of your organs, maybe just your liver.
Pain is inevitable.
They're killing me, Whitey, they're killing me!
There was only the painful face of failure.
Okay, fellas? Hey, fellas, this is what you work all off-season for. This is why you lift all them weights. This is why you do all that.
There was a fighting heart under the ribs of defeat.
Never give up, baby. Never give up.
Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, whatever it is for you, I do know I am Andy Dorf, and this is the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. Thoughts and opinions, they're always encouraged, they're always welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website as well, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Man, oh man, what an unbelievable week in the NFL. Week 13 did not disappoint. That's all I can say. We had guys pushing and shoving. We had guys making plays. We had teams failing miserably. It was just another unbelievable Sunday. When I come back from the break, I know I'm not there yet. I'm just letting you know what's coming. When I come back, I'm going to go through all of the scores. I'm going to go through some of the scenarios for the playoffs. I'll give you all of the standings as they are. But just keeping going with the theme here, man. Gronkowski getting upset on the football field. Does he get suspended for that play against the Bills today? When they're winning that football game in that way, I just don't understand why you do something like that. The Green Bay Packers find a way to keep themselves in the mix, even though it's far-fetched and they're out on the outside kind of looking in, along with the Dallas Cowboys and the Detroit Lions and now the Atlanta Falcons, who wind up losing a football game to the Minnesota Vikings, who I didn't think was this good of a football team, but wow, look at those guys play. Case Keenum making a serious effort to be a guy that could be in the spell for the MVP. Anyways, I know I got to kick it to a break. I'll be right back to break it down what happened in the NFL. It's the NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf, and this is Sports Overnight America.
And now, today's General Steel Building Tip. Buy a large lot with a friend or family member that can be split into two smaller lots. Some of the most appealing properties may be much larger than what you want or can afford, yet the seller may not be willing to break up a large parcel. So, if you can share the cost with someone else, preferably someone you don't mind having as a neighbor, you may be able to pick up a great building site for a reasonable price. And now, a word from General Steel.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 844-91-STEEL.
844-91-STEEL.
That's 844-91-STEEL.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets?
Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Now more of The Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Tight end motion, and a keeper this time by Cousins, barreling behind the left side of his line. Is he in or not? The officials flare in from each side. They peel the pile. Redskins claiming they have a touchdown. They cannot see where he is.
If he gets in, it's because they...
Yep. Touchdown!
All right, everybody. Welcome back, and that was probably from Thursday night's action, to be honest with you. Redskins went down to the Dallas Cowboys, by the way, 38-14. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind here on Sports Overnight America. Thoughts and opinions, people, I'd like to hear from you. 1-800-878-7529. How did your team fare today? Did you win? Did you lose? Are you in the playoff hunt? Are you out of it? What are you thinking at this point in the season? I'd like to know. Some of the day's action, I'll get to it real quickly, and then I'm going to get you into the current standings as we speak right here on the NFL Rewind, Week 13, Sports Overnight America. Like I said, Cowboys get the victory 38-14 over the Redskins. Vikings win at Atlanta. And I'll tell you what, man, listen, the bottom line is this. They really impressed me. 14-9, the score isn't all that impressive. The defense is. And the fact that they shut down Matty Ice and that offense, that's just unbelievable to me. That offense doesn't get shut down like this, especially at home. So you have to give the Minnesota Vikings and Case Keenum, what can we say about that dude? That dude just wins. That's what we can say about that dude. And if you heard me talk about it in the open, I said this guy has to be at least in the realm of a guy that you like for MVP with the job that he's done with the Minnesota Vikings. I'm sorry. 10-2, 5-1 away from home. This team is just very good on the road, at home. It doesn't make a difference. 14-9, they win in Atlanta. ATL, you went down to the Minnesota Vikings. And that makes it interesting, too, when I get into the playoff picture and the standings. But I'll run through the scores and I'll have a little quick analysis. But like I always do, I'll just keep breaking it down. Patriots go to Buffalo and they take care of business against the Bills. 10-2 for them, as well as the Minnesota Vikings. And the common theme you're going to hear is 10-2. That's the best record in all of the NFL. AFC, NFC, it doesn't matter. Again, 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits if you want to talk. NFL Rewind. Everything NFL. Let's do it right here on Sports Overnight America with me, Andy Dorf. But again, Patriots win big, 23-3. And the interesting thing about this game will be this. What happens to Rob Gronkowski? Had a huge game, by the way. 9 receptions, 147 yards. But a stupid play where he's going after a Buffalo Bill guy who's down on the ground. I would not be surprised if he gets both a suspension and a fine because it's deserving. We'll get into that game. We'll get into all these things, like I said, more. Just quick analysis as I'm running through the scores. 49ers get a victory, man, on the road. And this was kind of exciting if you like watching bad football. 15-14, 49ers beat the Bears in Chicago, Soldier Field. Buccaneers and the Packers, 20-26, Green Bay wins this thing in overtime. And thank God Jamal Williams took over this ball game. Because this Brett Hundley guy is awful. Flat out awful. I can't wait till my later when I get into these things more deeply. 26-20, though, the Packers get a much-needed victory. And that keeps them in, at least keeps them with a glimmer of hope. With a pulse, if you will. Because they need a lot of help. But they have a pulse, and they have some life because maybe Aaron Rodgers is coming back. Again, we'll get into all this and more here in the program. The Titans win 24-13 over the Texans, and they needed that to keep pace with the Jaguars. But just another solid game from the Titans. They just win. Somehow they get it done. Derrick Henry, that's how. That guy can really run the football. He makes big plays, too, with the football. Broncos go down hard to the Dolphins, 35-9. Neither one of these teams are any good, by the way. But they go down hard. Jets 38-31 over the Chiefs. And this is interesting now because the AFC West just became a race. The Chiefs have absolutely fallen apart. Again, can't wait to break things down more. Jaguars win 30-10 over the Colts, and they rebound after a loss last week in Arizona. Blake Bortles looked pretty good, by the way. 309, a couple touchdowns, and Leonard Fournette was running the ball decent for them too. So they get a victory, 8-4, and they're leading their division with the Titans, by the way, who are 8-4, but as of now, I believe they have the tiebreaker. Ravens get a huge win for them to keep them alive in the AFC picture as far as the wild card goes. And I believe they're in for sure right now. 44-20 over the Lions, who go back to 6-6. They were 6-5, had a chance to get a little separation from the Green Bay Packers in Dallas, but they don't do it. They laid an egg on the road, to be honest with you. Chargers 19-10 over the Browns. Wasn't pretty, but they got it done. Like, that's all I can really say about this game. Phillip Rivers did his thing, like he always does. Didn't have a bunch of touchdowns, but he cut it up. 344, 31 of 43. One touchdown. Giants go down to the Raiders, who I was expecting that to happen. Geno Smith was playing instead of Eli Manning. 2-10 are the Giants. What an awful season for the Giants. Raiders got back in the mix, like I said. Chargers back in the mix with the Kansas City Chiefs. That's a three-way tie now. All those teams 6-6. Going to get interesting in the AFC West, to be honest with you. Panthers go down hard to the Saints, man. And the Saints get this victory. This is important. Get a little separation in that division now over the Panthers and the Atlanta Falcons. 31-21, Saints get it done. Drew Brees, another solid game. Mark Ingram, Kamara, just two-headed monster. They really knew what they were doing when they got rid of Adrian Peterson. That's all I can say. Saints are they're for real. They're legit. Cardinals go down hard, man. They go down bad. Rams had their number in London. They have their number here in Arizona, too. 32-16, they double them up. So a nice victory there for the L.A. Rams. And I watched the game. You know, they just dominated, seriously. The Cardinals couldn't get much done. Blaine Gabbert struggled today. It was definitely a rough day. Eagles in the Sunday nighter go down to the Seahawks. And like I said, now the Seahawks are definitely in the playoff mix. They're in the playoffs right now. 24-10 over the Eagles, they win. Big, nice victory for them. Carson Wentz, you know what? This was not his best outing. That's all I can say about that. Did not hit his targets. Just wasn't smooth. The offense wasn't clicking like it has been all season. And Russell Wilson, well, he was clicking like he has been all season. Guy's great, man. He's fantastic. Real quick, I'm going to run through the standings. Patriots on top of that one, 10-2, like I said. Buffalo 6-6, just hanging on for dear life. Pittsburgh 9-2. They play Monday night against Cincinnati, so have a chance to be up there with the Patriots at 10-2. Baltimore 7-5 in that division. And I'm not going to go through the other guys, by the way, because I'm only going to go through teams that are playing for the playoffs at this point. The Titans and the Jaguars in the AFC South, both at 8-4. And nothing else to talk about between Houston and Indianapolis. In the AFC, Chiefs are 6-6, Chargers 6-6, Raiders 6-6. If the Broncos would have been average, they would have been in this mix. So three-way tie atop that division. And the Chiefs have fallen apart, by the way. Eagles 10-2 had a slip up tonight, but I expected that in Seattle, to be honest with you. Cowboys 6-6, everybody else under 500. Minnesota 10-2, Green Bay and the Lions both 6-6, Bears 3-9. New Orleans 9-3, 8-4 are the Panthers, 7-5 are the Falcons, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 4-8. Los Angeles Rams 9-3, Seahawks are now 8-4 and putting themselves in the mix for the playoffs. Right now, they're in, folks. Right now, they're in, and right now, the Atlanta Falcons are out. So the guys who got to the Super Bowl are not in right now. The Patriots, they're in. The guys that won, they're back. And I have a feeling they're going to have another chance to play for a Super Bowl. Anyways, I do know the music's running. I got to take another quick pause for the cause. But you're now up to speed on all the scores. I got you filled in on the standings. We'll talk about the playoff implications a little bit. But then I'm going to break down these games and what I saw. At least in my eyes, what I saw. Anyways, I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind. You're hanging out on Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back, everybody.
First down and 10 at the Charger 13. 22-6 Chargers. Shotgun snap. Stunt is on. Bosa contained. Roll near left. Dangerous throw. Anticipated. Picked off. Desmond King. One-on-one against the quarterback. Beats Prescott inside. Bosa trailing as a blocker. And King is off to the races with an escort. He'll sprint it all the way back. 88 yards into the end zone. Touchdown. Desmond King's first pick is a pick six, and the dagger for the Cowboys on Thanksgiving, 28-6, Chargers, 7:41 to go in the fourth.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government. And then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD, plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Holiday and Jones to the left of the line. Tate and Abdullah to the right side. Stafford on first down and goal at the 6 with 15 seconds until halftime. Lions down 20-3. Stafford along the left hash. Gets the shotgun snap. Looks, throws on a slant. Catch is made by Jones. Did he break the play to the goal line? And it is a touchdown. Just got the ball across the goal line as he crossed from left to right. It's a 6-yard touchdown pass from Matthew Stafford to Marvin Jones, and the Lions back in it, down 20-9 late in this first half.
Jared Goff looks to the sidelines for Sean McVay. Play clock is down to 7. He is Gurley next to him in the backfield, trips to the near side. Play clock down to 2, now 1. He'll take the snap, drops back to pass, looks right, dances right, points right, throws to the middle, pass is complete to Reynolds. Back in the end zone, touchdown Los Angeles. It is now 16-7 with 4:22 to play here in the first half.
Now, more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. It is the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. Thoughts and opinions, I'd like to hear from you. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so here's the deal. Matty Stafford just didn't have enough to get it done against the Ravens, to be honest with you, man. They just got out of the gate a little slow, and they just could never get themselves really back in that game. And you know what, Jared Goff, I'll tell you what, he's not going to dazzle you with his numbers, but he gets it done. I mean, at the end of the day, he's efficient, gives you a couple touchdowns. Yeah, he might throw an occasional interception, but for the most part, he manages the football game, unlike what Blaine Gabbert was able to do for the Arizona Cardinals today, who, by the way, I think they opened it up a little bit for him. Gave him a little bit more of an opportunity to run the offense and, you know, throw passes down the field. And ultimately that led to some interceptions. You know, Blaine Gabbert, 18 of 32, a couple interceptions, one touchdown, 221 yards for an average of, 6.9 yards. But the bottom line is, I'll tell you what, I would take Larry Fitzgerald any day of the week and twice on Sundays. That guy, I don't care how old he is, he brings it every single time he gets out on the field. 10 catches, 98 yards, a touchdown. You can't expect any more from that guy. And Ricky Navy Seals Jones, I'm adding the Navy in there, Ricky Seals Jones, may be a tight end for the Arizona Cardinals in the future. But I think the present is all about the Los Angeles Rams. And one more thing real quick before I shift over there. Kerwin Williams gave it everything he had for the Arizona Cardinals. 16 carries, 97 yards. Guy was playing with either cracked or broken ribs. So I give that guy a lot of credit for going out there and playing. No Adrian Peterson. Guys had to pick up the slack, and the running game did that. They got 118 yards on the ground. That wasn't the problem. The defense was. And again, I think that not being able to get pressure on a guy like Jared Goff, you have to give credit to the offensive line of the LA Rams for sure. But they got a bunch of weapons. Todd Gurley can run the ball. Not a huge day, but effective, to be honest with you. 19 carries, 74 yards. Got some important first downs, though, when they needed them. He was really more effective in the passing game today. 6 receptions, 84 yards. So he was more efficient and more effective in the passing game than he was the running game, but able to mix it up, too. And that's what I'm noticing about Jared Goff. Lots of weapons. Watkins, Kupp, Everett, Carrier, Gurley, like I said, comes out of the backfield. So he's got a bunch of different guys he can go to, and that's what's making the Rams a team to be reckoned with. And that's kind of cool to see, to be honest with you, man. I'm tired of seeing, you know, the Seahawks and the Cardinals battling it out. Yeah, would I like the Cardinals to be a little bit better? Sure. But I don't mind seeing the Rams getting themselves in the thick of things. So kudos to them for coming into Arizona and taking care of business and showing that that pounding that they gave them in London was not just an aberration. That was legit. That's a good football team. By the way, again, 1-800-878-7529. If you want to jump in on the conversation, I'd love to hear from you. Let's talk about your team, Raider Nation, Packer Nation, Steeler Nation. You play Monday night. Got to keep pace with the Patriots. Which, by the way, let's talk just a little bit about that again. Tom Brady doing his thing for the most part. Didn't have a typical Tom Brady day, though. So they got it done in other ways. Lots of field goals in the first half of that game. And then it got broken up in the second half. But that's also when Rob Gronkowski made a mistake, a huge mistake. I expect, again, a suspension and a fine. Probably just one game, but still. You want that dude on the field. He's too good not to have on the field. But the Bills went down, man. They went down hard. And Tyrod Taylor got hurt in this one. They went to, like, every quarterback this time around, man. It was like, let's just go for broke, man. We got to try anything here today. Wasn't meant to be. Tom Brady and the Patriots setting the pace in the AFC. And again, by the way, the best record in all of the NFL, 10-2 in both the NFC and the AFC. I think that I find it kind of interesting. I really do. There's a lot of teams around that 500 mark. And most of the time you'd call it parity. I don't call it parity. I call it mediocrity in this case. I really do. I think there's a lot of average teams. I know I got a caller. 1-800-878-7529. Mitch, I want you to hang if you can, because I've only got a couple minutes. So I want to bring you up on the other side. I know I've only got about 3 minutes here. So just hang tight through what I'm saying, what I'm preaching, and then I'll bring you up on the other side. And we'll wrap about the NFL and what you saw. But truth be told, man, there were some important things that happened today. If you are a believer, let me get this out there. If you're a believer and you believe that Aaron Rodgers can come back and make a difference December 17th for the Green Bay Packers, well, what happened today, even though it wasn't pretty, it was ugly as hell. It was god-awful, to be honest with you. Brett Hundley, if I'm not mistaken, that guy threw for 84 yards today. That's absolutely pathetic. No touchdowns, of course. Thank God for the defense, by the way. Holy cow, they stepped up. Something like 7 sacks, that forced fumble, recovery, taken in for a touchdown by Dean Lowry, most unexpected guy you could ever imagine probably to pick that up. But the Green Bay Packers at least keep themselves in the mix. They play the Cleveland Browns next week. You would think that they can get by that one. You would think they can get by that one. And then guess what? That bad man can come back for a stretch run. And the Green Bay Packers could go 10-6. And that might be good enough because they hold a lot of tiebreaker or breakers over other teams, like the Seahawks, who got a win, which, by the way, would have been nice if they got a loss for my Green Bay Packers anyway. But the truth is, if you believe that things can happen, well, then Aaron Rodgers may come back the 17th, and the Green Bay Packers may be 7-6 going into that week. So they may just need to win three games and win outright. Obviously, like they said, run the table two, man. That's what I'm calling it. Run the table two with the assist from a guy named Brett Hundley, who, by the way, almost pulled it off in Pittsburgh last week, but almost doesn't count. So here's where you're at now. So will you need to bring Aaron Rodgers back? It all depends on whether or not Brett Hundley can get another victory against the Cleveland Browns. And by the way, how embarrassing would that be? They haven't won a football game all season, people. You don't want to be that team. I know I got to take a quick pause, so I'll be right back on the other side. It is the NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf, and this is Sports Overnight America.
Longest drive this season for Cleveland. Fourth and goal. Kizer keeps it himself up the middle, and he's got it. Touchdown, Kizer on fourth down. His fifth rushing touchdown of the season. Tied for the most among quarterbacks.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
That's the enemy over there. They're not your friends. You don't go over there and shake hands, smile, hug their neck.
Let's knock them on their backs, butt them in the mouth, knock their ass in the dirt. That's what we got to do.
We got to stop that buddy ball. Smash everybody in the mouth. Take the running backs to the stands. Run up in the stands and slap their mama.
First down and 10 at the Charger 13. 22-6 Chargers. Shotgun snap. Stunt is on. Bosa contained. Roll near left. Dangerous throw. Anticipated. Picked off. Desmond King. One-on-one against the quarterback. Beats Prescott inside. Bosa trailing as a blocker. And King is off to the races with an escort. He'll sprint it all the way back. 88 yards into the end zone. Touchdown. Desmond King's first pick is a pick six. And the dagger for the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. 28-6 Chargers. 7:41 to go in the fourth.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, people. Welcome back. Andy Dorf. Again, it is Sports Overnight America, and you are listening to the NFL Rewind. 1-800-878-7529. If you're listening to me on the replay of it Monday morning, you can always catch me live Sunday nights. 10 p.m. Pacific time, 11 p.m. Mountain time, and yes, 1 a.m. Eastern time. And believe me, I love talking to you people late night. 1-800-878-7529. And by the way, man, the Chargers are pretty hot. Three straight. The Kansas City Chiefs are not. Four straight losses. The Oakland Raiders, a couple straight. And we have ourselves a three-way tie in the AFC West. A lot of football left to be played. It's week 13 in the NFL. I know I want to jump out to the phones real quickly and hook up with my man, Mitch, in Santa Monica. Mitch, you're on Sports Overnight America, NFL Rewind with me, Andy Dorf. What's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, let's not call it NFL Rewind, Andy. Let's call it NFL Fast Forward. Do you know what happened December 14th?
You tell me, brother.
December 14th, Star Wars is released. And R2-D2 is going to come out. But you know what else is going to happen on December 14th? RTT2, Run the Table 2, is going to happen on December 14th when they announce that Aaron Rodgers on that Friday will be starting against the Carolina Panthers after Brett Hundley has taken the Packers two games in a row and almost took them three games in a row with Pittsburgh to the next level. I mean, today was an ugly game. But you know what? Mike McCarthy, all you Mike McCarthy haters out there, he found a way, pound the ball, pound the ball, pound the ball, pound the ball. You let Brett throw the ball. Obviously, he is completely not in sync with Jordy, not in sync with everyone else. But when it came down to crunch time, dude, that guy ran, that guy put the ball in the end zone with his legs, and he looked amazing. I mean, there are times where I hate to say it, and you know what? The broadcast said it. He looked like Aaron Rodgers with his feet. I mean, I am all down on Brett. You know, it's kind of like, you know what? I'm looking at Brett Favre again. You know what? Remember, you may be a little young for this, but, you know, when Brett Favre started and you had a heart attack like every time he was behind center, and then all of a sudden something amazing happened, and you suffered those first years in 92, 93, 94, 95, and then 96, he wins us a championship. It's kind of like what I see with Hundley. It's like, you know, it's not as the gunslinger, but as the raw talent. It's like, wow, all of a sudden you see sheer glimpses of brilliance, and then you see this ineptitude of like, huh? Is that the same guy in the same snap? So we got a lot of football, I guess, left to play, and I'm very excited for what's ahead. So let's call this NFL fast forward and not necessarily rewind, because we got a lot of things to look forward. The Eagles kind of had their wings clipped tonight with the Seahawks. A lot of things going down in the NFL that it's December, right? I always say the NFL doesn't start until October, but really the true colors start to show in December. And today in December, what did we see? Hate to say it, the Vikings over the Falcons. Big win there. Lions is keeping to be the Lions. I mean, the Ravens took care of the Packers. Ravens took care of the Lions today. Patriots, even though it was a scrappy game, took care of their business. Jimmy G comes in the 49ers. I mean, has he got the job now? You know, maybe there's a turnover there. What's up with the Broncos? Can someone please explain these guys? I keep wanting to take them against, like, crappy teams like the Dolphins, and then they get blown out. And then the Chiefs, my goodness gracious. If you're a Chiefs fan, you've got to be down, like, so much in the hole because your team is just, like, goes out there, gives you some false expectations, and what happens? You know, I'm a little bit concerned about the Browns game, considering they come here to L.A., and they put up a 10 spot against the Chargers, and the Chargers could only do 19 against them? I mean, what was that all about? But that's all about, you know what? These are NFL players. And the bottom line is NFL players are NFL players. I mean, there's really not a lot of difference, if you think about it, in terms of these guys are pros versus the college guys. Remember, like, only a couple of guys on each team makes it. So, you know, there's a lot that we have. And by the way, next week, Mission Santa Monica will be at that Rams Eagles game. So I will give you my report and your morning show before the game, and I'll be at the tailgate and at that game, my first Rams game. I'll tell you this, at the Coliseum. I'm very excited about it.
Hey, great rant, Mitch. I appreciate your call. Great stuff, as always. And gosh, man, look, you gave me so much to talk about. Look, the bottom line is I think you better proceed with caution with Brett Hundley. I'm sorry, but I'm not seeing what you're seeing with that cat. Case Keenum, holy cow, I'm impressed as hell with this guy. I don't know where this guy came from. Look, the Vikings have not one, not two, but they got like three quarterbacks that are pretty darn good. It's amazing. Some people, you know, don't have one quarterback. They've got like three. They can go to this Case Keenum guy who they're trying to figure out how to get him out of the lineup, but you can't do it because the guy just keeps winning. It's just, you're right, man. Amazing things happening in the NFL.
It was a great. I mean, every weekend's a great weekend. I mean, win, lose, or draw on your team, but there's always something that is going blowing your mind. And there's very few weekends in which, well, like 2 weekends ago, like all the favorites kind of won. But usually, every weekend, it's like, huh? You know? I mean, how do you figure out some of these teams?
So, look, you got you. Look, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Mitch, because you're out there, and I don't know if you're a big fan or not. But look, the Chargers have gotten in the mix. That division all of a sudden is anybody's to take for it. Obviously, with the exception of the Denver Broncos. You got the Raiders. You got the Chargers. You got the Chiefs. I'll tell you what. It's going to come down to the Chargers or the Raiders. Who do you like better there?
Show me your lightning bolts. That's a throwback to Lee Hacksaw Hamilton, which you don't, probably don't know, for the mighty 690 in San Diego. He was the announcer for San Diego, and he was, show me your lightning bolts. Where are you, Pomona, Dakota, and the North and the South County? I mean, I used to listen to Hacksaw Hamilton, and that was when Jim Rome was then at 690, and I would listen to Charger games. Dude, I have been a Charger fan since I moved here. No other team in L.A. that I really embrace since I moved here as a native Wisconsinite. But I love the Chargers, even in San Diego, and I love them more in L.A. I haven't been out to the soccer stadium to see them. But you know what? They're always an exciting team. Phillip Rivers, it's kind of like he's like a Brett Favre, but like 60%, you know? He's kind of like this guy, you don't know what you're going to get, but you get some excitement, but he's not going to deliver where Favre actually kind of usually delivered at the end.
Sure.
So that's kind of a bummer, you know, but I am totally on the Charger bandwagon, but I'm very excited to go to a Rams game at the Coliseum. Very excited.
Yeah.
I hope the Rams just slaughter the Eagles. I hate the Eagles. As much as I know that it would have been nice for the Eagles to win for the Packers, for the Seahawks, I'm sorry. There are very few things in life that are very, very important. You know, I mean, obviously, I'm a Packer fan. I'm a Badger fan. I'm a Cane fan, and I'm a fan of anyone who plays Notre Dame and anyone who plays the Eagles. I mean, it's very simple. You know, and the Cowboys. It's very simple,
all right.
You know, in
all right.
of that. But
that's
what
fair.
It comes down to is like you know, Eagles show some colors. I don't know. Honestly, though, Andy, I don't know if 10-6 is going to do it for a wild card team. I mean, the way the things are going, they're stretching it out a little bit. The teams at the top have built a cushion where maybe 10-6 is going to, you're going to go into those tiebreaker things that you are a little bit more aware of than I am that seem to be in the Packers' favor. But, you know, at this point, 10-6 is about the best the Packers are going to do. I hope it's RTT2, and we'll see what happens. I'm looking forward to next weekend. Not happy about the Badgers and the Hurricanes. I know this is NFL Rewind, but I had to throw that back in there. Although it is my dream matchup, but not in the right, part of the continent. But it was an incredible weekend of college and pro football. And what a great day today. My goodness gracious. And by the way, do you think Gronk's going to be suspended? What the heck?
Absolutely. And as always, man, I totally appreciate the call. Mitch in Santa Monica, a pleasure to hear from you, brother.
All right, man. I'll talk to you next week. Have a great week.
You too, man. Just good stuff there, to be honest with you, from Mitch in Santa Monica. That guy's passionate about sports. Seriously. Guy loves sports. He loves all sports. He's not just an NFL fan. You can tell. I love it, man. I seriously do. 1-800-878-7529. I like letting people rant, too, if you can't tell. Because you know what? If you got a take and it's strong and you can ramble or you can rant, however you want to put it, I'll let you do it. Couple things I got to get in before I get out of here. I think the Chargers are going to pull that out. I think they have the most talent. Raiders are banged up. Chargers have Phillip Rivers. They got a decent running game with Josh Flash Gordon. Very good wide receivers. And again, Phillip Rivers, who can make plays. They're 6-6. They've won 3 in a row. Raiders, they're on their tail. Chiefs are just done. I'm sorry, they're going the wrong way. I don't think they have anything left. I really don't. Is it time to go to Patrick Mahomes? I don't know about that. I don't think Alex Smith is necessarily a problem. I watched that game. They just don't protect him all the time. I do want to get this in too real quick. Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints, there's something different about this team. I know they're legit. I absolutely know they're legit. Kamara, Mark Ingram. When you have guys that can run the ball as efficiently and effective as those two guys, it makes it so easy on Drew Brees, who, by the way, doesn't need it to be easy for him. That guy is so good. He picks defenses apart. And that's what happened to the Panthers today. It happened early. It happened in the first half. And then they just kind of coasted through the second half. I think they're legit. If they have home field advantage, look out. Look out if they have home field advantage, people. And they're only a game back now because the Philadelphia Eagles are 10-2 with that loss to Seattle. I'm going to come back and wrap it up, obviously, give you my final takes and things and thoughts. But the truth is, man, just a great week in the NFL, week 13. And things are becoming a little bit more clear. We're finding out who the pretenders are, who the contenders are, and who the teams are that are really, really going to be there. Anyways, speaking of really be there, I know I got to take a quick pause for the cause. So keep it close. Like I said, I'm going to come back, give you my final thoughts, my final takes. It is the NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out on Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back, everybody.
Second and goal from the one. Keenum, a hard cadence, a loaded front. From the Redskins, handoff to Murray, who gallops over the right side of the line and darts in with contact. He earns the touchdown from 1 yard out, and the Vikings an extra point away from tying it up at 7, 8:18 to go in the first quarter. Third down and goal from the 3. Vikings only get touchdowns 46% of the time entering today, tied for just 25th in the league. Shotgun single back right, Rudolph tight end motion to the near left. The shotgun snap, Keenum rolls to the near left, pats the football, fires wide open, Stephon Diggs, touchdown, just inside the white line for the end zone. Bashaud Breeland was closest to him, he leaps on to the upright, hugs on the padded support, and a flag that will go against his celebration.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Rushing yards per game, the big difference. And here's Moore. Ingram, what a move. Mark Ingram, touchdown New Orleans.
Now, more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
All right, everybody. Andy Dorf getting you through. I like the thoughts. I like the opinions. As you know, you can always get at me, 1-800-878-7529, or hit me up on Twitter. Love talking to people on social media, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online, and then check out my website, dorfonsportsradio.com. All right, a couple things before I get the heck out of Dodge. Obviously, check me out live every Sunday night or Monday morning, however it is to you. I don't know, but you can catch me at 10 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, 11 Mountain Standard time, 1 a.m. Eastern time. Yep, that's right, 1 a.m. Eastern time. All right, some of the takes I took from today, real quickly. Russell Wilson, that dude is a bad, bad man. Jared Goff is becoming better right before our very eyes. Drew Brees is flat out the man. The Raiders have gotten themselves in the mix. The Chargers have gotten themselves in the mix. The Ravens, they're in it to win it as long as they can stay in the playoff mix, obviously, in the wild card race. Some more things, the Jags and the Titans, they're still going to battle it out. The Chiefs, bad loss today. Dolphins, wow, who cares? Titans, like I said, needed to keep pace. Packers keeping the dream alive, people. The Patriots winning big and setting the mark there in the AFC. And the Vikings, maybe they're better than we thought, people, to be honest with you. Give them credit where credit is due. Case Keenum's a bad man. Anyways, for Scott, I'm the Dwarf Man, and this is the NFL Rewind, and you've been listening to Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.